In the NFL, the Miami Dolphins ended a four-game losing streak, grabbing a 22-20 triumph over Cincinnati. Cameron Wake tackled Andy Dalton in the end zone with 6 minutes and 38 seconds remaining in overtime. The safety capped a game in which Miami blew a 17-3 lead before dropping the Bengals to 6-3. Officials reviewed Wake's third sack of the game before confirming the safety. All-Pro 49ers linebacker Aldon Smith's been activated from the non-football injury list 2 days after he turned himself into Santa Clara County, California authorities as he faces weapons charges. Smith had been undergoing rehab at an inpatient facility for substance abuse since late September and missed 5 games. In college football, Taylor Kelly and number 25 Arizona State put together an easy road win last night. Kelly threw for 5 touchdowns and ran for 2 others as the Sun Devils blasted Washington State 55-21. Meanwhile, in the NBA, Derrick Rose made a baseline floater with 5.7 seconds left to lift the Chicago Bulls to an 82-81 victory over the New York Knicks. New York had one last chance, but Carmelo Anthony missed a long jumper. And the Clippers topped Golden State 126-115. Checking news on the ice, it was Boston over Anaheim 3-2 in a shootout. The New York Rangers blanked Buffalo 2-0, and Phoenix edged Nashville 5-4 in a shootout. Another Boston championship, another duck boat parade. Mayor Thomas Menino and team officials say a celebration of the Red Sox World Series championship will be held tomorrow. With the World Series over, Alex Rodriguez has resumed his criticism of Major League Baseball and Commissioner Bud Selig for its investigation that led to a 211-game suspension. In addition to a grievance filed by the Players Union, Rodriguez filed a lawsuit against Selig and Major League Baseball that accused them of engaging in a witch hunt. Finally, the New York City Marathon's this Sunday. Superstorm Sandy's devastation forced its cancellation last year. Security will be heightened following the Boston Marathon bombings last spring. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.